welcome into another episode of the Vigilant Sports Pacers podcast. This is a breaking news type podcast, as today the NBA announced that Indianapolis will be the home to the 2021 NBA All-Star Game, All-Star Weekend. The game will be held at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. This is a big-time event that will be hosted by Indianapolis and have an estimated economic impact of more than $100 million. Indianapolis last hosted an All-Star game back in 1985. That was at the Hoosier Dome. To talk about this announcement and what it means for Indianapolis, I'm joined by Pacer Sports and Entertainment President Rick Fusen. Let's start with this. How did you find out, and what was your initial reaction? Obviously, you have to be very proud.
Yeah, we're very proud. There's no question about it. You know, I had the opportunity to work as the operational person for the Pacers for the 85 All-Star Game. So to be able to be part of this bid in for 2021 is just really amazing, maybe a bookend to a career that is going to span 38 years or more. You know, so I mean, we can't be more excited about it. You know, I mean, we've been talking to Herb about this for over 2 years. The bid process took almost a year. You know, we went to the NBA and turned our bid in April, and we were notified a little while back because we've worked on contracts and all kind of different things. So, this was the day that was chosen. You know, the commissioner was here. Obviously, we had the game as well. But it's just a great day, you know, to be able to bring an event that has over $100 million impact for the city and the state. To bring an event that is worldwide. It's just not national. You know, there's 1.5 billion NBA television watchers across the world, 215 or 217 countries and 57 languages, I think. But, I mean, it's amazing that we will have this opportunity to have this game here. And even more than that, you know, to be able to celebrate basketball like we will in 2021, We'll have the Big Ten back, men's back, and women's back in 2020, but then the NBA All-Star Game in 21, followed by the Boys and Girls Finals, the IHSAA, then followed by the NCAA Final Four, you know, then followed by you know, another Big Ten football championship, and then followed by the National Football Championship here in a span of, you know, 11 months or so. I mean, there's no other city that has that kind of lineup, and certainly no city that's got that kind of lineup as it relates to basketball. We will be the basketball capital.
Do you remember that phone call when you were informed? Was it Commissioner Silver? Was it Herb Simon?
No, it. I remember the phone call well. We've worked with a number of senior staff at the, you know, at the NBA, and when we got the call that day, and they had gone through the bid, and they told us that, you know, we were awarded the deal, and we needed to keep it quiet till we got everything done. But I remember it well. Yes.
Herb Simon, I got to believe, I don't know what the right word might be, a lasting moment, a legacy point. What was his reaction, and what do you see for him as he continues to give back time and time again to the city as the longest tenured owner in the league?
Yeah, I think he's great. You know, I've worked for him for my 34th season with him. I don't think there is better. You know, we have some very good owners in our league, but Herb, I don't think there's anybody better. He cares about our city. He cares about our state. He cares about his people. He really cares about bringing this here. He really wanted it to be here. We talked about it for a number of times over the years, and just wasn't the right time. I mean, you know, think about this. We're in our 19th season now at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, and we haven't had an All-Star game here. That's okay, though, because this building is seasoned so well, and by the time we have it in 2021, you know, I think people will continue to think it's the best basketball facility anyplace. So he's excited about it. He's excited about giving back. Steve's excited about it. All the Simon family's excited about it. You know, Cindy Simon, we announced today, Cindy Simon Scott will be one of the co-chairs as it relates to this All-Star Game local organization. Committee, along with Asif Bade and Tamika Catchings and Rafael Sanchez from Indianapolis Power and Light, who'll help me chair it. And Mel Raines, who works with us, who worked on the Super Bowl, will be the president of the local organizing committee. So it's a huge effort, and Herb's really excited about it, and he's excited about us working real hard because we're going to be working a couple jobs, you know, for the next few years.
What's next? What's the next step for you guys?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we had numerous meetings with a number of groups, as we do when we had to put these big events on. We had the folks from the CIB and the city and the state and others involved, Visit Indy, Sports Corporation, everybody in the same room all the time. And, you know, a number of months ago where we all talked about, can we do this, can we do this, what do we do, how do we do it? And everybody came right together. I mean, that's the great thing about Indianapolis. You know, we always want to do more. You know, obviously came off the Super Bowl, it was a great event, but we're going to make this, everybody's committed to this, making this the best All-Star game ever. And what we want to do is to make sure that the cities who follow us have something to shoot at. So, you know, we'll put it in a vein that that nobody else will believe, I think. And what's next is, you know, we got to continue to go through with our planning. We'll go to the All-Star game in Los Angeles, as we will next year, you know, in Charlotte, followed by Chicago, learn a little more. And then we'll execute in February of 2021.
Indy always does events big time. We know that. We obviously both biased being from here. And to your point, though, do you see it as a step where, like the Super Bowl, you guys want to take it next level to the point where what you guys do then becomes the requirements for future games?
Yeah, I think I had the opportunity to be one of the chairs of the of the village for the Super Bowl, and so I think that became kind of a normal thing that the other cities have to do. So yeah, I mean, we made a difference in 1985. It was in the infancy of the new NBA All-Star Game, where they had two different venues, they had slam dunk and they had all those things. So as it started to grow up, so I think there's another opportunity for us. We want everybody to have something to do, whether it's through the fan fest that'll be at the convention center, the practices at Lucas Oil, other events at Lucas Oil. So we want everybody to be able to find something to do as part of that, and it'd be a big week-long party.
I was going to say, the last one, which was one of your first gigs here for the Pacers, the first one, back in 1985. That game was at the Hoosier Dome. It may be a little early, but do you know exactly where each of the events will be held, specifically the big game?
We do. The big game will be here at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Where better to have the NBA All-Star Game now than the best basketball gym any place we think in the country and maybe the world? So that's where it'll be. We'll have practices at Lucas Oil. Got a lot of details to go on there. There'll be some other things going on at the Dome, Lucas Oil, and also at the Convention Center. But the big game will be right here.
Did you have any concern when months ago Chicago was announced as the 2020? I know another Midwest city, another cold city for an All-Star game. No way they'll give it back-to-back years. But also on the other side of that, Commissioner Silver essentially said, hey, the ball's in their court. If they pitch it, if they submit a proposal, I think I'm going to give it to him, essentially, is what he was saying.
I don't know about that, but there was a lot of competition. There were a lot of cities, a lot of teams that put their bids in. I think we put in a bid that was outstanding. Nobody else could bring an Indy car and Larry Bird into downtown New York on Fifth Avenue and have them deliver the bid. I mean, that's a pretty good start. Now, some people might say that's a hokey thing, but hey, it was a positive thing. And Larry played in the 85 All-Star game, had 21 points. You know, you think about it. So a lot of things line up, positively. So, but interestingly about Chicago, I'm really happy about the fact that Chicago got it. I'm happy for them, and I'm happy for us, because you think about how we've gone back and forth with the men's basketball tournament, and always had the women's Big Ten basketball tournament. Think about Chicago, bless them. They have a lot of great things in Chicago, but they don't have a downtown as tight as we are. So we'll have the 2020 Big Ten men in a small area in downtown Indianapolis where all the hotels are and everything's going on. Then they go to Chicago and it's a little further away. Then they'll be in Chicago for the All-Star game, and then they'll come back here and we'll have this great tight downtown with everything going on. So I'm kind of happy about that.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a different experience here, a little more intimate setting, if you will. Last thing, as it relates to Larry Bird, obviously stepped down as president, moved into a consultant role. Do you see this maybe as his last moment, his last giving back to the franchise, at least that we know of right now?
I couldn't speak for Larry. I'm grateful for all that Larry's done for basketball. I'm grateful for everything Larry's done for basketball in Indiana and for the Pacers. He was a great coach, a great leader, a great player, and we're happy he's still part of the organization. I hope he never goes away. Mm-hmm. I hope he's always part of it because he is Larry Bird from Indiana, and nobody can ever take that away.
Ricks, thanks so much for your time, and big congratulations to you and everyone who had a small hand in all this.
Thank you. We look forward to having a great event. Everybody participate and have a great time.
That's Rick Fuson, the president of Pacer Sports and Entertainment.